Have you seen the stickers of Jesus peeking around a corner that read, "I saw that"? They crack me up a bit, but it's true. God sees and knows all things. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good." God is all-knowing and all-seeing. So yes, when you did whatever you did that you probably shouldn't have done, He saw that. The beautiful thing about God's grace is that even still, while we were in the middle of our sin, Christ died for us. I'm so very thankful for that truth in Romans 5:8 because it further reveals the character of God. He's not up there waiting for us to mess up so He can zap us. Instead, because of His great love for us, He made a way through Jesus' death on the cross. We can be redeemed, restored, and given new mercy for each day through the saving grace of Jesus. That's the kind of love that compels me to pursue Him more and follow Him. The Apostle Peter knew that kind of love firsthand. He messed up plenty, and Jesus was literally right there in the flesh, seeing it all. When I think of Peter, the main things that come to my mind are him walking on the water, him denying Jesus three times, and then his big impromptu sermon he preached after they were all filled with the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Peter seemed to have more ups and downs than a roller coaster, but all his experiences shaped him into someone more determined and more focused than ever for God's kingdom purposes. What about you? If you're a believer, I'm sure you've had water walking moments of faith that have lit you on fire for God in seasons. I know I have. I can look back at those moments and remember the goodness of God. And honestly, those moments can realign me to the truth in times of struggle or temptation. On the other hand, what about moments we've denied Christ? We would rather blend in than stand out. We'd rather go the way of the world and how we live and believe than turn away from what literally grieves the Spirit within us. We give in. We don't speak up. We become complacent, not allowing truth to penetrate our hearts. We care more about our pet sins and feelings than the truth. Just like Peter, we deny Him. Still, He sees, He knows, He loves and calls us to love Him and follow Him. After Peter denied Christ three times, the rooster crowed, just as Jesus said it would. Then after His resurrection, Jesus beautifully restores Peter by asking him not one, but three times, "Peter, do you love me?" Each time Peter says, "Yes, Lord," Jesus once again extends the invitation to follow me. I love these words Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, 10, and 11. "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. Amen." Every experience of Peter's life shaped him. He suffered. He fell to temptation. He was a hothead. He was full of fire and passion for the gospel. He was humbled. He messed up. He was restored. He was loved. As a result, he speaks these words from life experience. No matter what choices you have made or what has led you to this moment, God loves you and wants to restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast as you follow Him, just like Peter. That's the truth. Do you love Jesus? No matter what you've done, that yes, He sees and knows, He still loves you and offers you the same invitation today. Follow me. I hope you will. I'm Lori Klein.